Renfro, new Renfro with Tholium presents Call the Police.
Attention, homicide section, flying squad detail. Murder suspect in your zone. Close in according to instructions.
Between you and the evil outside the law stands the policeman of your community. He gives up his safety that you may be safe. And sometimes he gives up his life to protect yours.
New Rinso, the soap that contains Tholium, the scientific sunlight ingredient, brings you Call the Police. A new series of realistic radio dramas inspired by the courageous work of police departments all over America.
This is Commissioner Bill Grant. Case number 4208 in the Ashland police files was a nightmare. A black panic we try not to think of on moonless nights as the case of the Sun Tower Mystery Mansion. The case really began when Mrs. Potter, a devotee of occultism and wealthy mistress of Sun Tower Mansion, hired a mystic gentleman named Michel Brulier to serve as a cross between a servant and a ghostly ringmaster. This, I knew, was unhealthy stuff, but it didn't become my business until a few months later, one ugly, rainy night. That was the night Mrs. Potter returned from her European junket. On hand to meet the train was, of course, our boy, the mystical Michel.
And Mr. Potter?
Gerald stayed over in New York. He'll be in the morning.
He will not be pleased when he gets here.
Michel, you look different. So worried.
The night after you went away, I made a mistake.
Mistake?
I was lonely in that enormous house, Sybil. It was natural that I should want to talk to our friend. But I was guilty of some fatal oversight.
Michel.
Suddenly, there was an infernal music and laughter. And then, as I stood trembling, a throne of skulls manifested in the center of the room. And there he sat.
Who?
I think the master of darkness himself. I remembered the exorcisation of Balsami. Vade, vade, magister sinistrus. I shouted those words, and the room was suddenly empty.
Oh, thank heaven.
But all is not well. I do not think the house is a safe place for you, Sybil.
What have we done? What have we done?
We will talk about it inside. Yes. Come.
Oh, there must be some way, somehow, of undoing the harm.
Sybil.
Yes?
I'm sorry. The key to the front door. I've left it inside. You go on ahead. I will let myself into the cellar and open the door for you.
You won't be long, will you? Where will this end? Where will it end? Gerald warned me. He said dealing with the beyond is dangerous. Someday you'll discover too late that... What was that? Michel! Michel! Oh, thank heavens you... Oh, no. It isn't you. Oh, no. No! Let me out of here! Get me out! Get me out! No! No!
Holiday yesterday, same as you. We spent most of the day at the beach.
But first, my wife said she wanted to do her regular Monday rinse wash. And what's more, she wanted my help. Well, you know, I got a big kick out of it. And I found out one thing. A woman has a lot more wash to do than I knew about. First, she did all the white things. Tablecloths, sheets, dish towels, and my shirt. And say, the wonderful way that rinse wash turned out was something to see. Whiter, actually, than brand new. The colored washables, like my wife's good cotton dresses, her ginghams, and my pajamas, were even brighter than brand new. That's the astonishing thing that happens when you use new Rinso with Solium, the scientific sunlight ingredient. Clothes come whiter and brighter than new. Only Rinso can do that because only new Rinso contains Solium, even on rainy days. Even when clothes are dried indoors, new Rinso puts sunshine in your wash. It's so safe for clothes and kind to hands. New Rinso with Solium.
Mrs. Potter, the wealthy addict of occultism, was driven home from the station by her mystic soothsayer and servant, Michael Brulier. Half an hour later, she was found strangled to death in the hallway of her enormous home by a passerby who had heard her earth-rending scream. That was the beginning. But there was more to come, lots more. And all bad, as I discovered as soon as Libby and I walked into Sun Tower Mansion.
There's the body, Commissioner.
So I see. Now, you're the gentleman who heard Mrs. Potter's cries, came in to investigate?
Yes, I happen to be passing by. I'm a doctor.
And the name?
Robert Martin.
Any details, Dr. Martin?
The woman was obviously strangled. Marks in her throat, face contorted.
Make a note, Libby.
All right.
If you'd like to have me make an official report at headquarters.
What's this?
Commissioner.
No, look.
It's our lad, Brulier.
Commissioner.
What's the matter, Mr. Brulier? Run into a strong-armed spook?
This man is hurt. Whoever attacked him meant to kill.
What went on here, Brulier?
I brought Mrs. Potter home. I forgot the key. I went into the cellar to let her in.
Where's Mr. Potter?
New York. Stayed over. Not expected back until the morning.
You were going through the cellar to let her in.
I started to run up the steps. She was calling my name, and then from somewhere, something hit me, and I lost consciousness. Is she all right?
Not exactly.
What is the matter? Where is she?
On the floor in front of you.
Sibyl.
Dead.
Dead. No.
He's fainted.
I think it was genuine shock.
If it was, doctor him up. Revive him.
Yes, sir.
Libby?
Yes, Bill?
Let's take a walk. I want to give this monkey house the once-over. Libby and I had worked our way through a dozen massive hallways and up and down as many massive staircases, getting nowhere but lost. And a sound from very nearby stopped us in our tracks.
What's that?
I thought this joint was empty.
What is that, Bill?
We'll soon find out.
What's the idea? What does this mean? Why, I...
Oh... Commissioner Grant.
Well, if it isn't Mr. G.F. Potter unpacking his expensive luggage. Come on in, Libby.
All right.
What are you doing here?
I'll tell you if you tell me.
This is my home.
Rumor had it that you were in New York.
Rumor's correct. I was. I just got in.
When?
A few minutes ago.
What time?
What is
What time did your train get in?
At 11:15. I just arrived from the station.
Seen your wife since you got in?
No, I came in quietly through the side entrance. I didn't want to disturb her.
Where do you think she is?
Well, she got in a couple of hours before I did. She's probably in her bedroom, sleeping peacefully.
She's on the drawing room floor, G.F. And she's dead.
What?
Murdered. Corroborate, Libby.
Your wife has been murdered, Mr. Potter.
May I come in, Commissioner?
Sure. Mr. Potter, this is Dr. Martin. He discovered your wife's body.
I just wanted to report that Michel Bouillet is coming around.
Good.
And one other item. I applied artificial respiration, and when I removed his coat for the purpose, this fell out.
A letter?
Under the circumstances, it seemed a little bizarre. Postmarked 3 weeks ago, foreign stamp.
Interesting. Mr. Potter has just returned from Europe. Let's see it.
Grant,
relax, Gerald. My dear Brulier, I'm aware that there's a romantic relationship between you and my wife. You may think I will overlook this affront, but I assure you that I will avenge it if it means death for both of you. Signed, G.F. Potter.
Give me that
letter. Sorry if it annoys you, Gerald, but you wrote it with your own little hands, and you kept your word. Brulier is alive by the skin of his teeth. And a little over an hour ago, you murdered your wife.
You're insane. Why, my train didn't get in until 11:15.
Take it, Libby.
Hi. Hello? Yes? Yes? Oh, I see. What time was that? Sure. Sure, I'll tell him, and thanks.
Tell who?
Mr. Potter. That the airline is holding the briefcase that he left aboard the plane.
What plane was that?
The one that arrived from New York at 6:30 this evening.
Well, G.F., what's the answer to that one? Before I turned around, Potter was making tracks for the open door to the terrace. I gave chase. He turned and let me have both feet in the solar plexus. It sent me crashing back into the wall of the house, but the recoil was too much for him. And he went over the railing, howling like a horrified banshee. Potter lay still where he fell. We went down to the drive below and heard Dr. Martin's diagnosis.
Just a broken rib, Commissioner.
You're sure that's all?
I'm absolutely certain.
Dr. Martin accompanied his newly made patient to the city hospital where his rib would heal under the watchful eye of a guardian of the law. The sergeant and I proceeded to the International Airline Terminal to claim Potter's briefcase as material evidence. While we were driving back, Boulier was beginning to feel a little better at Suntar House, and Libby was doing some unrequested overtime.
Unofficially, Mr. Brulier, I think you know a lot more than you've said. And on the other hand, I don't think that you're guilty.
You are right, both times.
Then who are you shielding? Of course, if you don't want to talk...
Miss Taylor, do you believe in the powers of evil?
In this world or the next?
Either one.
I believe in them in this world.
And how do you feel about them?
I hate them.
Are you sure?
Look, Mr. Brulier, I only took up police work because I thought it was the best way I knew of to protect the rights of decent people.
Very well. I shall tell you.
Tell me?
This murder was actually the work of a man named Lefebvre.
Lefebvre?
Yes. A murderer and villain from my native island of Hawaii in the Caribbean.
Where is he now?
Where is the wind that brings pestilence?
What?
He is everywhere.
Oh, listen.
Sacre bleu.
What's that?
Monsters. Monsters.
No. No, you're not to get up, Mr. Fuyen. You're not strong enough.
Let me go. Let me go. Stop it. Stop it, you fiend. You fiend.
Minutes later, when Maggio and I walked into headquarters. Hello? Hello? Who is it? Hello?
Bill?
Libby? Hello, Libby? Libby, hello? Hello, hello, Libby? I yanked Maggio along on the double. Back at Suntar House, I must have taken the model escalator in 3 leaps, and then... I stood on the doorway of the second floor bedroom.
Bill?
And there I saw Libby on her hands and knees, dragging herself toward me,
Bill.
Literally over the dead body of Michel Brulier.
women like new rinso with Solium, but there's one particular kind of woman to whom it makes a really special appeal. That's the kind of woman who likes to keep everything she owns fresh, new-looking, and shining, as nearly perfect as she can. New rinso with Solium actually makes the clothes you wash turn out whiter than when they were brand new. And the washable color is brighter than brand new. You can't do better than that. And as a matter of fact, no other soap can do that for you because no other soap contains Solium. So if you want your table linens, towels, and your house dresses, too, to have a brilliance you've never seen before, use New Rinso, the only soap that contains the scientific sunlight ingredient. The wonderful Solium. You'll find that even on rainy days, even if you have to dry a wash indoors, Rinso with Solium puts sunshine in your wash. Try it on wash day. Safe, soapy, rich, New Rinso.
When the second murder occurred and Michel Brulier was found strangled to death at Sun Tower Mansion, we got Libby out of the joint fast. Back at headquarters, she began to talk to Maggio and me, incoherently at first, and then...
Brulier was just telling me that the murder was committed by someone named Lefebvre.
Lefebvre?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, wait a minute. There's a thing in the paper about a guy named Lefebvre.
What about him?
He's a guy who's running for president in an island in the Caribbean.
Got the article?
Yeah, just a second. Here it is, page 3.
Where?
Yeah.
Ah. Hanoi, July 3rd. Edmund Lefebvre has announced his candidacy for president to replace the late Manuel de Guerra, recently assassinated by the aroused population.
It couldn't be the same Lefebvre. He's 2,000 miles from here.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Libby. Brulier mentioned Lefebvre and...
Well, and suddenly there was this music. This wild, unreal music and a heavy pounding of a drum and people laughing down below.
What people laughing down below?
No people. The place was empty.
What are you telling us, Miss Tyler?
What happened? Just what happened? I can't explain it any more than you can.
Who's that?
Come in. I just dropped by, Commissioner, to say that our patient is conscious and under police guard in City Hospital.
Potter?
Yes, I just left him.
He couldn't have slipped out about 45 minutes ago.
No, definitely not.
Then that lets Potter out.
Sure. Sure does. It's obvious what we're dealing with here. Ghosts. Goblins. Maggio.
Yeah?
Go out and round up a witch doctor and hand him the case. Get a real Lollapalooza with a two-headed mask.
If I might suggest...
Huh?
I was going to say that since we all know that ghosts don't exist, we might make a simple assumption in this case.
You mean somebody could be rigging up a ghost scare?
Possibly. Though I can't imagine the reason.
The reason. Or could there be anything valuable at Sun Tower House?
Dr. Martin.
Yes, sir?
Is Potter well enough to have a little conversation?
Yes, he is.
Okay, let's get to the hospital. He's the boy to give us the answers. You better talk, Potter. If you didn't kill your wife, you intended to. Somebody had gotten to Sybil before you, and you gave us that phony timetable alibi because you were scared.
But I've told you all I know, Commissioner. But there's nothing of peculiar value at Sun Tower House.
Are you absolutely certain, Potter?
Yes, yes. There's nothing in any of the rooms that we know about.
Rooms you know about? What does that mean?
Well, there's some lost space in Sun Tower House. That's all, Grant.
That's all, is it? That's all? Come on, come on.
Well, we rebuilt the right wing, and the architect did a sloppy job and left a foot or so of the floor space out of the new blueprint. It was really a better house the way it was when we bought it from him.
From him? From who?
A foreign chap named, something like Lefane or Lefebvre.
Lefebvre?
Yes. Why, yes. That's it. Edmund Lefebvre. He was somewhere from the Caribbean, the island of Hanoi, I believe.
I made a beeline for the original architect of Sun Tower House and came away with the blueprints.
Burning the 10 o'clock oil with compass and slide rule, I finally scared Maggio out of a year's growth.
There it is. There it lays. I got it.
Holy smoke.
Compare, my ever-loving Watson. A fast glance portrays that there's a discrepancy yielding us 4.5 feet of unaccounted floor space in the attic reaches of Sun Tower House. Come on.
To where?
To the mansion. Come on.
Where till I get my coat?
You don't need it.
My gun's inside.
I got a gun. He went up to that attic armed with axe and crowbar and started tapping for hollow sound. Maggio took the front wall. I took the rear and then... Maggio.
Yeah?
The axe.
What do you find?
We'll soon know. Look at it crumble, Sergeant.
If you ask me, this is it.
There, have a look. It's the 4.5 feet between the real outer wall and this phony partition.
It's very nice, Chief, only it's as empty as a beggar's hat in Edinburgh, you notice?
I notice. I also notice it's papered.
So?
Valuables can come in very small parcels, Maggio. Start ripping the wallpaper off wherever it looks a little loose.
As you say, Commissioner. Hey, listen.
Yeah.
That's what Miss Tyler said she heard.
Let them have a picnic down there, Sergeant. They can't stop us now.
I got an angle, Chief. Give me a gun and you keep looking.
What are you going to do?
Fire a shot and see if it don't break up the celebration.
I kept working over the wallpaper while Maggio went out to the head of the stairs. He'd fire that shot down into the darkness. I waited. The music was still. And then... two shots came up out of the darkness, and Maggio staggered into the room empty-handed and gripping his right arm.
Chief, what? Chief.
Maggio.
It's coming. Coming. Something's come up the stairs. Listen.
What is it?
I saw a blood.
My gun. Where's my gun?
I dropped it over the staircase when I got it in the armor.
What?
I think this is really it. I'm sorry, Chief.
There was a dark figure in the doorway. I reached reflexively for the gun that wasn't in my holster, found my flashlight, and turned it on the shadowy menace.
You will be wise enough to respect the gun, I trust.
You could miss with the light in your eyes.
Hardly with 6 bullets, Commissioner.
There's a logic in what you say, Dr. Martin. By the way, I just located the valuable. It was a roll of 16-millimeter film plastered behind the wallpaper where the former tenant, Mr. Lefevre, left it.
I will take it, please.
What's this thing worth, Martin? Grouillet evidently considered it pretty important. He started the ghost scare here at Sun Tower House to keep people away while he searched.
What Bruyere did is none of my business.
You're rivals, weren't you? Both after this little roll of film for reasons of your own. You're only in agreement on one point. The ghost scare was a very useful smoke screen, a hocus-pocus worked with records and a public address system.
So?
But essentially, you and Bruyere were mortal political enemies. You must have been. You killed him when he was about to enlist Libby and the police on his side.
I have no time to talk.
You also killed Mrs. Potter to keep her from intruding on this vital hunting ground. But one point I don't get. Why did you enlist the services of the police?
I needed official help. I needed it badly enough to take the risks involved. I had to get those architect's prints and locate the missing room. Washington has discovered that I am here without a visa.
And you wanted me to wind up your unfinished business?
Just as you have done. And now, if you don't want to be the last business I finish, give me that film.
Not a chance.
Very well. Play it your own way. Best wishes, Mr. Grant.
Well? Well, who was it? Santa Claus?
Or Libby Tyler?
Did I kill him, Bill?
No. It just knocked his artillery arm out of commission.
Oh, good news.
I got better news, Angel. He didn't kill me.
As soon as Maggio came around, Libby and I ran the 16-millimeter films through in a private projection booth. They were documentary proof of Lefebvre's intimate association with certain ruthless elements in Hanoi, enough to kill his chances for election. Grolier was after the film to squelch Lefebvre's chances. Martin, on Lefebvre's payroll, was in this country to destroy the film.
So, now what happens, Bill?
Michel wins, Libby, the mystical man of goodwill.
How do you mean?
We ship the film to Hanoi tomorrow.
And the mystery's over?
Except for one thing. How did you manage to appear just in time?
Oh, that.
Yeah.
Well, I got on to Martin. I contacted the New York Medical Association, found out there was no listing at all for a Dr. Robert Martin, and I came looking for you.
Very sly, little lady. And what do we get for it in the end? A movie.
At least a free movie.
Oh, it lacked a lot.
Oh, such as?
A finish. You know, a moment when the guy and the gal stand face to face and he murmurs something sentimental and then draws her to him.
Bill, please.
Well, what's the matter, sweetheart? I'm only trying to show you what I mean by a lovely finish.
Bill! Oh, Bill Grant.
Mr. Grant will be back in just a moment with the Call the Police Award of Valor. This week presented to a police officer who drove his motorcycle headlong into a hail of bullets to capture three vicious bank robbers. But first, you know, there's no reason why your house shouldn't have the best there is. The problem's to know what is best. And once you try new Rinso with Solium, the scientific sunlight ingredient, I think you'll know what soap is the one for you. Try Rinso next wash day. See how white clothes come whiter than new. Washable color is even brighter than new. Rinso with Solium puts sunshine in your wash. Remember, more women use Rinso than any other wash day soap in the world.
This is Bill Grant. Tonight we present the Call the Police Plaque of Valor and a cash award to motorcycle officer Robert C. Mayer of Los Angeles, California. While on traffic duty in downtown Los Angeles, Officer Mayer picked up a radio police call alerting all units to a bank holdup at 8th and Vermont. Wheeling his motorcycle, he roared in the direction of the robbery. Several blocks from the bank, Mayer spotted the holdup car as it careened around a corner. Skidding crazily for a half block, it crashed against a wall. The three bandits leaped out and, using the overturned car as a barricade, opened fire on the radio car number 71T, which had led the chase. Mayer rode his motorcycle directly into the hail of bullets. Then he, too, opened fire. A pitched gun battle lasted for several minutes before two of the robbers went down. Severely wounded himself, Officer Mayer apprehended all three gunmen. His high courage in face of direct fire, his resolute fortitude and gallant devotion to duty are in keeping with the highest tradition of the police forces of America. Congratulations to Motorcycle Officer Robert C. Mayer, Chief C.B. Horrell, and the entire police force of Los Angeles, California.
George Petrie was starred in the role of Bill Grant. Music was arranged and conducted by Ben Ludlow. This is Hugh James reminding you to be with us again next week when Lever Brothers Company, makers of new Rinso with Solium, bring you another exciting police case. Listen next week to
The Case of the Mandarin's Macaw.
Doctors proved it. Lifebuoy Health Soap with its purifying ingredient gets skin cleaner, stops B.O. as no other leading soap can. Doctors compared Lifebuoy and other leading soaps in 820 tests. These tests prove a daily Lifebuoy bath gets skin cleaner, gives top 24-hour protection against B.O. Refreshing, mild. Lifebuoy gets skin cleaner.
you go into the woods this summer, be careful about starting a forest fire. Be sure to put out all cigarettes. Wet down campfires. Break every match you use in two. Forest fires can be prevented, but only you can do it. Be sure to listen next week to Call the Police.